go red.
It's red.
It's red? Red.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys want to talk? Give me a couple of tests.
Check.
Absolutely.
Check.
1, 2, 3.
Check.
1, 2, 3. Check.
It's very sunny today, so strange.
And
what was that?
That was take
I
one.
Clap.
Oh.
You know, the little thing that
it helps me line everything up later on in case it ever gets separated.
Yeah.
And the reason why we're using the app as well as the sound on here is to make sure that we got everything captured.
Okay.
Okay. So, okay, when you guys are ready, and 3, 2, 1.
Hi, I'm Marie Kearns. I'm the creator of Tales of Mithril, and sitting with me is Anthony Chu. He is the composer for our series. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Marie.
I know that we met, was it a year and a bit ago?
Yeah.
We were talking about, the project, and, you've always wanted to do an animated series. What about, this project, brought this, amazing collaboration and wanting you to be a part of it?
Well, first, I've never done animation before, so I was like, you know, it would be exciting for me, and then also, when I usually do a movie score, the movie's already done. I mean, I get to see the video of it, and this is the first time I've been in a project from the very beginning. I mean, you're creating it, and we don't have any final cuts of the video. Yeah, we just have characters drawn, so that's part of the excitement too for me.
Nice.
Yeah.
So recently, you've come up with the main theme music.
Yeah.
And we were going over some of the samples. What was the main feeling that you were getting as you were composing the music?
Main feelings would be mystical, mythical, all these words. Yeah, because it was kind of difficult for me to get the feel for the music and the mood, because we don't, like I was saying, we don't have a final cut of the video to go by. We're just going by your script. Your written script and pictures of the characters here and there. A lot of it is imagining with you, I guess. Yeah.
So I guess right now, I guess we could play a little bit of a sample of
music. Yeah. It took me a long time to come up with something. As you can probably tell from my delays in answering your emails.
Yeah.
But I finally came up with this cello or a low string line. Yeah, it sounds very medieval.
Yes.
Celtic, what we were saying, right? Or native.
Yeah.
Very tribal. Yeah.
Well, definitely.
Yeah.
It has impressed a lot of people so far.
Okay, yeah. And here's the final orchestration of it. I'll just play the whole.
Sure.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bravo.
Thank you. So that's the final orchestration of it with the whole orchestra and all the other instruments in it. You can hear the Celtic and Celtic stringy instruments in there. Nice. The mandolin, I guess, and native drums, mm-hmm. the rhythm there. Yeah.
So it's a combination of all sorts of cultures and yeah. brings together one big world.
Yes.
I guess next, we'll talk a little bit your experience with feature films.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So what was your first feature film that you've done?
It was one called... when I first did films, I orchestrated for the composers, and I eventually co-composed with them.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually I did my own. So the first one I did on my own was called Divergence. I think I have a DVD of this somewhere. Yeah, it's right here, actually. This is my first feature film.
Oh, okay.
It's an action with elements of romance in there.
What year was this?
This is, 10 years ago. This is 2005.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got nominated for Best Score in Taiwan, but I didn't win, but I'm still pretty happy. Yeah. So.
Still, nomination is very important.
Sure.
What's the recent movie that you've did a score for?
Yeah, my latest one is called Missed Out. It's a love story,
mm-hmm.
but it's not just a girl and boy love. It talks about love between parents and children and things like that, with maybe teachers and a general sort of... It's a pretty meaningful story, actually. I've done action movies and romantic dramas as well. And animation soon.
Nice.
Right? Yeah.
So for what has been your favorite type of movie that you've composed for?
Good question. I think I like listening to action movie music. Mm. But I think I like composing music to drama more. Piano strings, sort of moody music.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's very awesome. Oh, thank you very much, Anthony. And
thank you.
Hopefully when we get some more funding, we will be able to promote more of Mithril and get more of your music.
Sure.
For it.
Yeah,
thank you again.
Out.
How'd it go?
Good.
Was there a lot of...
very conversation.
Yes.
Yeah. That was the important part.
Okay.
Because they... when you're in front of the camera, right?
Yeah.
You know that saying... You gotta be bigger than life. You gotta.
I don't know how to do that.
No.
I'm not like that either.
It's like, especially when you're interviewing.
Yeah.
Be conversational.
It was conversation. Yeah.
Make the conversation flow.
But was there a lot of a dead silence? Because I don't know how to.
No.
It was my very first on the fly interview.
She didn't tell me beforehand what she was going to ask me.
I didn't know what I was going to ask either.
Oh, okay. Well, we're even then.
Okay, let's just do this.
Let's push the red button again.
Yeah.